We find that throughout Sefer Bereishis, there are storylines that extend from one parsha to the next and over multiple parshios. For example, in this week's parsha, we are introduced to Lot, the nephew of Avram. In next week's parsha, we learn that Lot is saved from the destruction of Sodom. The entire city of Sodom is destroyed, but Lot is saved. And the question is why? What does Lot do? And the answer the Medrash says is actually something that happens in this week's parsha. When Avram Avinu gets to Canaan, we know that he faces a famine. Right or wrong among the discussion among the commentators, he heads down to Mitzrayim. And there, along the way, realizing that they're going to see the beauty of Sarah, they create a ruse, they create a plan in which Avram and Sarah will say that they're brother and sister, so that not only will Avram not die, but they will give many gifts, and they'll be provided with a lot of gratitude from Mitzrayim. However, who else knew of this plan? Who else knew that Avram and Sarah were actually not brother and sister, but really husband and wife? The Medrash says the only person that knew was Lot. And guess what Lot does? He doesn't say a word. He keeps silent the entire time. And the Medrash explains, Ma zechira nizkar lo shtika, that he was quiet, sheshtasak le'avram b'shah, when the moment that he saw, that is the reason that he is saved. Why? Simply because he doesn't say something. That's the simple explanation, is that he kept his mouth shut, so to speak. He held in the secret, he didn't tell anybody. But it could be there's something deeper. What exactly does it mean, shasak, that he was quiet? It's not only that he doesn't say something, but that he utilized the power of silence. The power of silence is not simply that I'm just not making noise. It's that I have the wherewithal, the recognition, to take advantage of silence, to refocus to what I'm doing. And if you look throughout rabbinic literature, throughout Tanakh, we find that people are praised with silence. We'll know that Rachel is praised with her silence, that she doesn't let on that it's Leah, that she doesn't let on that it's not her under the chuppah. And that capacity to utilize silence is Rachel Mevaka Abaneva Shavarim Ligvulam. It's going to save the Jewish people. Esther remains silent. Ain Esther Magedes Malatavi Esau. She doesn't say anything, saving her people. The Zohar says the Beis Hamikdash is built on silence. And we know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, in the name of Shimon ben Omer, Kol Yemei Gadalti Min HaChachamim, that I was raised among great Talmud, the sages, the Talmidei HaChachamim, Lo Matzasi L'Guv Tov L'Shtika. And the greatest thing I found was the element of quiet. When we are quiet, when we listen to ourselves, research shows it relieves stress, it replenishes our mental resources, allows us to think deeply, and it's Lot that is rewarded with the taking advantage of silence. Silence is not just about drowning out the noise, but about listening to ourselves. It's about taking a few moments before we daven to think about what I'm about to do, the opportunity to say a Shemona Esrei, before maybe I make a bracha, to realize that I'm thanking Hashem for the great food that He's provided, before I beg, to thank God that Hashem has provided us with so much in this world. That's what it means to take advantage of silence, to take a moment to think about what we're doing, not just that I'm not making noise, but that I'm utilizing the power of shtika, the power of silence.